The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a Tuesday edition. Some exciting breaking news right here in the great state of Wisconsin. Dom, welcome to what was supposed to be a sleepy little Tuesday show.
happy Tuesday. Rich, working hard on the board, taking your calls, 844-967-2789.
A late announcement. President Joe Biden coming to Madison on Friday. And that has thrown a M80 in our weekend plan. So, Dom, I anticipate being at the Joe Biden, whatever he's doing on Friday, I'll be doing it with him. I know people are asking for more details that we are able to supply, but we'll share when the campaign shares with us. Friday in Madison, though, I expect to be there. And that means I'll have to have a little outlet to play it out on, Dom. Little radio show, so unexpected. Little Friday live play out for the Devil's Advocates with special coverage of Joe Biden. And to try to make it a little bit specialer for the people, Dom.
Specialer.
Why, our pal Earl Ingram Jr. is going to interview President Joe Biden. And we're going to share Earl's exclusive because we didn't get one. So we will play the Earl with President Biden exclusive on Friday during our Biden coverage. And if Joe Biden, if his team calls me or Dom, we will certainly, would you show up for the president? If Biden calls, will you show up for a Biden interview on Friday, Dom?
You know, we'll have to wait and see, man. I got family coming in from out of town, man. I got stuff going on, brother. So, you know, we'll see. Is he coming to Milwaukee?
Are any of them named Uncle Joe?
No, but Cousin Joe, it's almost as important.
Oh, you got Cousin Joe coming? Well, fully understand then. Ish. Anyways, welcome to the big show, everyone. Rich, lightly screening your phone calls at 844-967-2789. And the aforementioned, the buddy of ours, Earl Ingram Jr., I'm a little envious because Earl's got the big interview. Earl has President Joe Biden, and we're going to preview that big interview with Earl. Maybe load his lips, give him a few topics of questioning President Joe Biden. And again, we'll share that on Friday when Joe Biden comes to Madison, and Crudy will give you a little live coverage, whatever we can sprinkle in. So that's exciting. Here's the less good news for the good people just tuning in. There will not be a sentencing between now and, what, the RNC. It was supposed to be July 11th, the Trump hush money trial, the voter deception trial in New York. Trump was supposed to be sentenced. We were all eagerly anticipating this good event, Dom. And now it's been pushed back to middle of September, if ever, question mark, because the U.S. Supreme Court, of course, yesterday ruled that presidents have absolute immunity over official acts. And you can't even consider the motives in many of their other acts because there's just a presumed innocence, right? Presumed immunity. President Joe Biden spoke to the nation last night. Rich, I believe you've done the hard work. Dom, I'm going to have you call the shots, but let's get started with President Joe Biden reacting to the Supreme Court ruling perhaps after is called the SEAL Team 6.
Joe today's Biden in response. I'm sorry, let's do cut number one, the short one.
Today's decision almost certainly means that there are virtually no limits on what a president can do.
All right, Joe, so lay it on us, brother. What are you going to do about your fascist rival? Question mark? Let's keep going, Joe, up to the voters, apparently. Cut two.
It's a terrible disservice to the people of this nation. So now the American people have to do what the court should have been willing to do, but will not. The American people have to render a judgment about Donald Trump's behavior.
Well, and hopefully we will render the right judgment. But what that doesn't do is take away this expanse of executive power that the Supreme Court has given the presidency. So even if it's not Trump, and even if it's a quote-unquote good guy like Uncle Joe, you know, it could be Mike Johnson, could be Ron Johnson. You'll pick your Republican sycophant that could get into that office and abuse the presidency worse than Trump ever did. Let's keep going. Trump emboldened.
Can you imagine? Well, I was going to say, can you imagine how crazy the lame ducks are going to be? There's going to be some real crime going on. There would be an Accrudy administration, I tell you that.
Cut three, please.
American people must decide. They want to entrust the president once again, the presidency, to Donald Trump, now knowing he'll be more emboldened to do whatever he pleases whenever he wants to do it.
No doubt. I mean, if the guy gets away with it, right? He gets away with the coup. He gets away with the attempted coup. What makes you think he'd step down, leave after 4 years if he was still able to walk? What limitation has this man ever shown? Oh, no, he's out of office. You know, there was a peaceful trip. No, there wasn't. There was a transfer of power. You certainly could not call that peaceful. Now, apparently, according to the current real President Joe Biden, he's got to rely on what? Self-imposed limits. Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, I was only going to tell you with disappointment, Der Spiegel had reached out. They wanted to interview us the day that Donald Trump was sentenced on July 11th as a part of their run-up coverage. This is German television, I think. And anyway, so Der Spiegel. I knew Der Spiegel only from my association with the Haushole. Our Schmingy buddy from Sheboygan der Hay and his mother Annalise. So I shared the interview request with Haushole, and he wrote back in German. So I have no idea what he said, but he was so proud of us. And now there'll be no Der Spiegel interviewing Der Devil's Advocates, because there'll be no Der damn sentencing on June 11th. To just throw more fuel on your bad day.
Keeps getting worse and worse and worse. But hey, the good news is, you know, the presidency, according to the current president, Joe Biden, you know, he's going to have to rely on self-imposed limits. Great. Play cut
it's more, a dangerous
please,
right? Precedent, because the power of the office will no longer be constrained by the law, even including the Supreme Court of the United States. The only limits will be self-imposed by the president alone.
Yeah, self-imposed. You know, Trump's really one to restrict himself, is he not? A few more from the president. The January 6th trials. Cut five, please.
The public has a right to know the answer about what happened on January 6th,
yes,
before they asked to vote again this year. Now, because of today's decision, that is highly, highly unlikely.
Now, that does not mean there could not be evidentiary hearings on Trump's case, at least, which would present some evidence. Perhaps we get some sense of what went on, because we really don't know. We don't know what Trump did for 3 hours. We don't know to the extent of his conversations and communications with the folks at the Willard Hotel. There's a lot of things we don't know that hopefully an investigation and a trial would bring to light that some folks may have a little bit of an issue with. But now, all bets are off. A few more from President Biden. The delay on the Trump trials, cut six.
Now the man who sent that mob to the U.S. Capitol is facing potential criminal conviction for what happened that day. And the American people deserve to have an answer in the courts before the upcoming election.
Yeah, well, I got a whole bag of wants, man, and lots of deserve, but none of that's coming, apparently. Get used to it. Story of my life. Cut 7, Joe Biden, Americans need to decide Trump if Trump is fit. Cut 7, please.
The American people must decide whether Donald Trump's assault on our democracy on January 6th makes him unfit for public office in the highest office in the land.
Yeah, I would think it would. I mean, hell, man, Rudy Giuliani got his law license taken away. Apparently can't do that. But Trump? Nothing for Trump. No consequence whatsoever. You know, if you had an unsuccessful coup that goes unpunished, is a trial run. Last cut from President Joe Biden, above the law.
For all practical purposes, today's decision almost certainly means that there are virtually no limits on what a president can do. This is a fundamentally new principle, and it's a dangerous precedent, because the power of the office will no longer be constrained by the law, even including the Supreme Court of the United States.
Yeah, a dangerous precedent indeed. However, the good news is a Harvard constitutional law professor, Lawrence Tribe, says he expects the U.S. Supreme Court will likely overturn its own decision in the case. He said it's destined to be remembered as a mark of shame for the Roberts Court, just as Dred Scott tarnishes Chief Justice Taney's legacy to this day. What else does he have to say? Trump versus United States will be overruled. The decision is so bad, it will not stand, wrote Hubble. Like Dred Scott, holding that enslaved people are not citizens entitled to judicial protections. Plessy versus Ferguson, upholding segregation. Korematsu versus U.S., upholding of Japanese internment camps. Today's decision will be overturned by the acclamation of history in due course. Great. How many decades do we need to wait for that?
Joe's too old to wait. Trump's too old to wait. I'm too old to wait. One of the texters, a 715 texter, texts in, so to protect democracy, can Biden send the whole cult to Gitmo? Presidential immunity, you know. Come back with us. We got a fine guest. I'm a little envious of his big get. Earl Ingram Jr. is our get. His fine guest, Joe Biden. He's got Joe Biden tomorrow. Do we get Joe Biden on Friday? Inquiring minds want to know. He's coming to Madison. Be a great time, President Biden. 844-967-2789. Joe, call us.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us anytime on this Taco Tuesday, 844-967-2789.
Dom, we are eagerly anticipating our pal Earl. But let me just tell you, I texted Earl. I said, don't forget the Devil's Advocates. But Earl, I gotta tell a story on our pal. Earl got called by the White House not once, not twice, but three times before he took the phone call. I mean, what's he think? He's some millennial or something? Doesn't answer his phone anymore?
You got a text.
He's like, I better take this.
The phone.
Well, third time, are you kidding me? I've seen Earl on radio panels answering phone calls before. Earl always answers his phone, but three times the White House had to call Earl to offer the biggest interview perhaps of Earl's life so far, President Joe Biden. I mean, that is the biggest get you can get in political talk radio, Dom. Tell me who'd be bigger. And so Earl gets him. And I got to be envious, and we wanted to brag on Earl, and apparently he's gotten so big shot. See him coming round to see us?
Well, we could take our callers while we wait for our pal Earl Ingram Jr., 844-967-2789. 8-9. Mark from the SEC, you are up. Happy Tuesday, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Hey guys. Yeah, I thought you had Earl coming on. Yeah, it's just interesting that, you know, that it just occurred to me that, you know, Joe Biden could just make an offhand comment like Henry II apparently did, you know, won't somebody rid me of this irksome monk? And he can make some comment like that, and maybe, you know, some special forces guys would just take that, well, maybe that was an order, and then just go out and dispatch whoever.
That's not how special forces guys operate. That's how lone gunmen, MAGA cult members might operate, but that's not how special forces. They're disciplined. They don't take some random thought from a cuckoo president and say, I'm going to go act on that. They are disciplined.
And I realize that. And I'm just, you know, that just trying to have a little bit of fun in a whole cavalcade of just evil that the Supreme Court has let loose upon the country, because, you know, some of the founders were afraid of that. If the Supreme Court had that kind of power, that, you know, what remedy do we have? I mean, that other than, you know, eventually getting this overturned by a more sensibly thinking Supreme Court, because they never intended, the founders never intended the president to have this kind of power. I mean, they said the president would be subject to punishment and disgrace. And if he's immune, he wouldn't be subject to punishment and disgrace, as Hamilton clearly pointed out in Federalist 69. I mean, it is just ridiculous that they've assigned this kind of power to the president of the United States. And, fortunately for the Trumpsters that, you know, Joe Biden is the man he is, because he's not going to be pulling that kind of thing.
Yeah, good point. Thanks for the call, Mark.
He said Federalist 69.
844-967-2789. Let's keep going. Ron from Michigan. Welcome, Ron. What do you got for us?
Hello, guys. I'm in Tom Hartman's
camp. Hey, Ron.
Camp. Hello. I'm in Tom Hartman's camp, okay? And I'm going to take the heat off Tom Hartman, because I was on the radio at 7 o'clock in the morning calling for Joe Biden to step down. And my candidate to step in his place, and she will bring a landslide. She'll carry the House, the Senate, and she'll carry state legislatures too, and that is Michelle Obama. Nothing strikes fear in the right wing's hearts more than Michelle Obama running for president, because she will win in landslide, and everybody knows that. And
Ron, I don't know that. Why would that be the case?
I mean, I know she's that. Tom Hartman knows that. The New York Times.
Then Ron, convince
everybody
me,
knows it.
Convince me, because the wife of a former president with no elected experience in herself, no campaign, no money. Tell me how Michelle Obama would actually win.
Overwhelming support of the people. They would rise up. I don't care what you say. She would. Everybody would vote for.
Based on what, though, Ron? I get your passion, man. Apparently, Hartman feels the same way. I'm unconvinced. Why would people rise up for Michelle Obama? They wouldn't rise up for Joe Biden.
I'm going to tell you why. Because this campaign that Trump is waging, this Trump retribution, it is aimed at one person specifically, and everybody knows it. It's President Obama, okay? And he's the one who tore the scab off of the racism. He brought the racism up and showed it to its face. And he did nothing about it. It's up to his family. If his family can go anywhere in the world and be safe, but everybody else in this country who's not a Trump bootlicker, they're going to be in danger of being lynched and put in prison, enslaved, plain and simple. And that is why she must take the reins. She must stop this racism, plain and simple. And she's the only one that can do it. And she will unite the country.
Well, why not? How about Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris, it's up to her, but I believe she's going to step aside. They're probably going to bring out old baggage that I don't know why they haven't brought out before. But Kamala does not listen. People are saying, "Oh, we have to carry Joe over the finish line." No, it's not the people's to carry the candidate has to carry the people over with his enthusiasm, with his love, with his spirit. Joe does not have that anymore. I'm 75, a Vietnam veteran, dying of Agent Orange. You know, with age, you get wisdom, baloney, you get dementia, you get arthritis, you get sickness, plain and simple. We need some good young blood in there, powerful blood. and she'll make this country's spirit. Oh man, you guys know what I'm talking about. Everybody knows what I'm talking
hope
about.
Hope and change. Hope and change. I love your passion, sir.
Yeah, absolutely, man. But other than,
I mean, do you remember?
I don't know any other. And assuming you're a Democrat, Ron, based on the way you're talking, I ever do anybody other than the Republicans and the MAGAs talk about Michelle Obama?
Because we think, as a plan, it's unrealistic. We think there's some ambitious, you know, politician that would step into that breach. But I 110% agree with Ron. Michelle Obama would kick Trump's ass in the biggest landslide since Reagan Mondale. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Earl, I don't know if he's coming round. Is he
what
coming
happened?
Round?
Who's booking this show?
We'll take your
Who's
calls.
Who's in charge?
844-967-2789. Perhaps he's on hold with the White House.
Yeah.
It's not the Devil's. Wrong number, Earl. Don't answer.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A sleepy Tuesday, getting all crazy up in here, Dom. A lot of things happening. Joe Biden announces he's coming to Madison on Friday. We, the Devil's Advocates, we broadly will make accommodation. We will broadcast something on Friday in deference to the fact the president's coming to my hometown. He has thrown an M80 in my 4th of July plans, but we will accommodate Joe. We'll work it out. And so, you know, anticipate tuning in on Friday. Tell your friends. Also, Dom, we're taking the reaction from the audience, the breaking news that no sentencing next week. That was supposed to be at the end of next week. And now we got no sentencing. And now Dom's going to be all butthurt and sad for the entirety of the holiday weekend.
I'm so irritated, man. I got to tell you, all these court cases coming down, the throwing out of decades and decades of precedent. You know, this conversation we have to have about the president and whether or not he's capable and able to continue on the job, and all, man, it's hard sometimes to not let it affect me. I get irritable, man. That'll happen. And today is one of those days. No sense.
Dude, I've known you 30 years. How would I tell the difference? 844-967-2789. Who's first?
Let's get to it. Donna from Madison, you are up. Welcome, Donna. What do you got for us?
Hey, Donna.
Yeah, hi. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. There's so much that Biden could do with this kind of immunity. Why not take advantage? I mean, he should appoint 6 justices to the Supreme Court right now. I think that would really help. And then, you know, let's make a wish list. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
My wishes would be much more dastardly than packing the court, but I appreciate your keeping it clean for the audience, Donna.
Expanding the court. And, you know, this is one of the struggles for me, and I'm not sure how people feel about it, but I got to assume I'm not the only one feeling this. You know, when these times come and these issues come, they're challenging, let's just say. It forces me to assess my response in a responsible way. And it's very sometimes difficult for me. You know, I can't say, you know, assassination is terrible. You should never do it. The expansion of the executive branch. So you can't have that. And then also go say, well, you know, SEAL Team 6, go do it, Joe. Those are in conflict. I can't do that. And history would be, I'd be on the wrong side of history if I suggested that or thought about that. So, and even on the lighter note, and expanding the court, you know, maybe we'll get Jim Santel, see how exactly what the process would be on there. But certainly Joe could take advantage of some things, I would imagine. But if Joe and I and a lot of the folks out there think that this is an unconstitutional expansion of executive power to go down that road and take advantage of it, kind of goes against, well, then if it's unconstitutional expansion of power, why would you engage in that behavior? It calls to question our character, certainly. There's certainly the character of the president. We know the character of the last president. That's what has a lot of folks, you know, very concerned about this. Not so much with Joe. You don't hear anyone saying, oh, Joe's going to do this or that. Nobody's saying it. The Republicans aren't saying that. The Dems aren't saying that. Some people are privately probably suggesting that. But it goes to the character, I think, of the people and the philosophy of the party and what you think is righteous. So, no, I don't want the current president to, you know, use this Supreme Court ruling to do something that is antithetical to democracy for a political point. Because that's what Trump's going to do. That's what Trump's going to do. It's not the same. We're not in that situation yet. We got to stay away from those situations. I mean, that, because as soon as the violence in the street starts, you know, that kind of thing, then all bets are off. The whole point is to engage in governance, to avoid that kind of turmoil. That's all I have to say about that. 844-967-2789. Gordy, you are up. Welcome, Gordy. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I'm sort of with Crude on this side of the Biden issue. I can remember when my mom got to the point where she was a danger to society and we had to take the keys away from her, and it was a really hard decision. And our nation is facing a crisis that if somebody's got to explain this to Joe, that he's done a great job, he's been a wonderful person, but it's time to step aside and let the next generation take over the wheels and behind the steering wheel, and let's get back on track. One of the things that really concerns me is I got a couple of young people working for me, and here's their take on the situation. We don't want to vote for somebody because we're voting against somebody. Give us somebody who we can vote for. And that's what Obama had. He had this thing going where people wanted to vote for him, and that's why he had such a landslide.
Gordian, who do you think that candidate would be? If Joe sees the light and the family and Jill and everyone comes around, they say, you know what, maybe we're right. Because you know, he would have to then also not just stand down. Presumably, he's got to do so willingly, pass along some money, pass along, you know, his endorsement, right? Does Joe get behind somebody? Do you have an open convention? I mean, and who in those young employees that you refer to, Gordy, who do they think would be that person? And I get it, man. I'd love to be inspired, but sometimes I just don't want to die. You know what I mean? Sometimes my lowest possible reason for doing something is not to get murdered. You know what I'm saying? So who would inspire those kids in your mind, or those young adults, Gordy?
Well, in my mind, I saw the Gavin Newsom and DeSantis debate, and Gavin is an incredible person. He's got a great personality. He is brilliant with all the facts and figures, and I think he could win the hearts and the minds of the young people and get them to the polls, because it's not only the presidency, it's all the down ticket people that we're going to need, the congressmen, we're going to need senators, governors, to get the young people out so they're voting on a Democratic ticket and not staying away because they have no interest in voting for the old dawdler or the greater of two evils.
Yeah. Well, do they have, Gordy, let me ask you this, and the greater of two evils or lesser of two evils things, not a big fan of that comparison. But what about self-preservation? Is there a sense that a guy like Donald Trump, with the Supreme Court ruling behind him, you know, the megas, hell, if they took the Senate and the House and Project 2025, do you think those young adults, and I'm going to put myself when I was that age, I sure as hell didn't, have a sense of what could actually happen, Gordy? The worst case scenario, do they believe that is possible under a Trump administration?
I don't think they can concept or understand the concept of fascism, fascism leaders, and that actually happening in this country. You know, my dad went to war, and his brothers went to war to fight the fascists. And I have a daughter-in-law who is supporting this fascist. So how do we change the hearts and minds of the other people who don't have any concept of what happened previous generations? They only see this old man that it doesn't enthuse them to the point where they're going to go out to vote.
Mm. Thanks for the call, Gordy. Always appreciate hearing from you, my friend. 844-967-2789. Staying on the lines, Larry from Utica, Wisconsin. Welcome, Larry. What do you got for us?
Hey, you know, I've heard a lot of talk about, you know, maybe Biden could pack the court. And I'm not a legal scholar, and I don't know the mechanisms to make that work. But how about looking at it from a different perspective? With all these powers that he has now, the Supreme Court's on summer recess until what, September? Something like
they're
that?
Done.
Yeah, until September. So how about in the meantime, Biden just says, okay, instead of lifetime appointments, we're going to make it 20 years. Thank you very much, Mr. Thomas. Thank you very much, Mr. Scalia. Thank you very much, Mr. Roberts. I will appoint your replacements.
I my impression is that Congress...
I don't know if you can do it or not, and the way that they just ruled.
Right. I mean, now given the new executive powers, Larry, maybe he could, and maybe he could, you know, wrap it in the cloak of some official duty and just, you know, padlock the joint. You know, I mean,
that would immediately flip it from 6-3 to 3-6.
Right. Thanks for the call. You know, certainly expansion of the court has been a topic in the past, and it is, I think, very relevant conversation these days. But my understanding is you couldn't do it without Congress, any sort of presidential action would certainly be problematic, even with the expanded powers given by the Supreme Court, in my humble opinion. But you have to stick around. We'll ask James Santel, former U.S. attorney. He's going to join us in the happy hour at 5 o'clock. Thank you, Larry. Let's keep going on the lines. 844-967-2789. Crew, do you have something to throw in there? Oh, we'll do it. All right. Keep going, Cam.
I've got some alternatives to Joe Biden, some new polling, but let's hear from our audience first, Tom.
All right, Cam, you are up. Welcome, sir. What do you got?
Hey, I think with people that are considered educated, that are in the younger generations, they understand that Biden's kind of a bag of bones. And I wish people understood a little bit better how the stutter can impact them. Because when I watch him, I can see the blockers that he runs into. And that mixed with his age doesn't really convey a confident message to a lot of people. I get that. But people that are educated seem to understand that Biden is the pick at the moment. If I lived in a fantasy land and I absolutely had to pick someone, it would not be Whitmer. I like her, but I think Waltz would be... I think policy-wise, he'd be really good. I don't know if he has the charisma to do it. Young people don't like Newsom because they see Newsom and think, well, California, you can't live there on a lower wage, and it's been that way forever. There's like, what's Newsom supposed to do?
Well, he's supposed to inspire, articulate a message, have some record to run on, and have some name recognition. Cam, I guess, you know, what's our criteria? You know what I mean? Like, what do you consider? I mean, the guy he doesn't have the age issue, certainly as Biden does, but what are you looking for? I mean, Walsh, maybe he's, I mean, does anyone know who that is outside of Minnesota?
No, and I know, that's what I said, is like, it's a fantasy land kind of a thing. He doesn't have the charisma to do it, but I agree with you completely. Nobody knows who he is outside of Minnesota. It's just like what Matt Flynn said, I believe yesterday, about someone else you guys were talking about. He was saying that they don't really have the name recognition. No one knows who that person is. So it's totally important. I know Newsom has that, but I think people that
are educated will hear Newsom and go, well, California's not in a great position right now, so what's he going to do for the U.S.? He definitely has more charisma and better speaking ability than Biden.
Yeah, no question. And here, California, man, I mean, don't – I know people love to knock on California. What, it's like the seventh largest economy in the world, you know? I think California with and we all got faults and positives and negatives, whatever. But I think, you know, he's certainly, and if not this round, certainly at some point. And two, the name recognition thing. I mean, if we were to go somehow down that road and Joe Biden would acquiesce and step aside and, you know, whoever he would endorse or whoever would come up from that, if there's not an open convention, if it's a planned transition, that person's name would be very well known very quickly. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, coming back with more of your phone calls. Happy, happy Taco Tuesday to us all, 844-967-2789. Make sure you stick around for the 5 o'clock hour. Our pal James Santel, former U.S. attorney, host of Amicus on Civic Media Network, 9 to 11 on Saturdays. He's going to join us at 5. Your calls are next.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates, the radio show, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, Karina from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you will be next. Welcome, Karina. What do you got for us?
Hey, Karina.
Hi, guys. Hi. Well, you know what? I agree with you guys. It's not very democratic to use Republicans sneaking in all kind of laws and this and that. But the fact is, they're going to use it. And if we are capable of using for betterment of the country, for stabilization of democracy, because it's going to be this way. If the Trump or any other Republican will come in, they will use those laws. They will change everything what they can possibly change. So we're using the same logic in the war. Oh, you know what? I'm not going to use my heavy artillery, even though I have it, just because I want to be a better person, don't feel mass killing, and I'm going to wait until they're going to nuke me or whatever it is, and then maybe...
Well, and I get that. I want to avoid the war, though, Karina. Let me put it to you this way. Would you encourage Joe Biden to organize a coup to stay in office if he were to lose?
No. I wouldn't.
But why not? I mean, illegal. if he can wrap an effort in some sort of official duty, put out forward a slate of electors, work with, you know, local politicians and Democratic, you know, states, whatever, you know, do the playbook, the Trump playbook. Would you encourage him to do that?
No, I wouldn't. What I would encourage him to do is to use existing law in the best of a benefit for the country. And this is would be the best. To remove those six tarantulas off the Supreme Court, because they simply using their position for illegally arrangement in the Constitution. And what Trump is going to do, if he's going to come in, he can change Constitution to the point, like Putin did, that now he's 8 years old. 8 years in the government, not four, yeah. Or maybe forever, and then
or
put
forever.
His family yeah. as a successor. How are we? This is just wrong. This is lesson for them to learn, because they truly think, as you say, Democrats are not going to use that because they will feel that this is unethical. No, Supreme Court decided. We can use it, simple as it is, and we have to use it. Seriously, we do have to use it, because they are in the war with the whole country. They are.
They put one of yours in the hospital. You put one of theirs in the morgue, Karina.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, Karina. You know, something you said, though, and I think we need to be cognizant of it. What's best for the country is a super subjective term. You know, what I think might be best for the country, what Karina thinks, or Karina, what you think might be best for the country, may not be what other people believe, quote unquote, is best for the country. That's why we need to continue to rely on the democratic process, assuming it's functioning properly, in order to achieve our political goals. Now, that's to say we cannot criticize the U.S. Supreme Court. Very deserving of hell. They're taking bribes, man. The guy, Thomas, got like $4 out of $5 million over the years. He's cashed out. That's in no way, shape, or form in any circumstance. Is that acceptable? And here we are. So certainly, Karina, I don't know if we're going to figure it all out today, but damn it, we're going to try. 844-967-2789. Joe, you are next from Madison. Welcome, Joe. What are your thoughts?
Well, I wanted to respond to Gordy, who felt that a previous caller who felt that it was important that some people sit Mr. Biden down and explain to him for the good of the country that he should just bail and not be with us. I would like to turn that around and suggest that some people sit Trump down and explain to him that he's just not good for the country and it's time for him to give up on his bid for presidency. I would offer to support that by saying that we can look at the guy's record, you know, the guy that wanted to nuke hurricanes to stop them from coming to the U.S., the guy that wanted us to sweep the forest. And we can also look at the words of people, over 500 licensed medical professionals signed a petition by the group Duty to Warn to say Mr. Trump is displaying the elements of dementia. That's 500 licensed medical professionals. Duty to Warn is the place where you can look it up should you wish. And I think today had a really nice example of that, where we had Mr. Trump describing how it was important. He had two social media posts that he's since taken down in which he said that we should have televised military tribunals for Biden, for Harris, for Nancy Pelosi, and for Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, yeah, and a host of other people that he felt should be just gone to a televised military tribunal. The guy's nuts. Yeah. We all know that. He had over 30,000 lies in the 4 years that he was in office. Joe Biden can't even get close to that. Come on now. So I would suggest look at Duty to Warn and then tell me who should be stepping down from running for president.
There's no question. There's no question, Joe. Thank you for the call. There is no question that Donald Trump is not qualified. It does not have the temperament to be anywhere near that, no doubt. But that's not what we're talking about right now. Unfortunately, because of that debate, we're talking about Joe. We know this. There's no way, shape, or form that I would ever consider voting for a guy like Donald Trump. And as far as those Republicans and the MAGAs are concerned, well, he's their ticket. I mean, not only did all those lies and all those things you articulated and this tribunal thing, a military tribunal for Liz Cheney, what? For treason? Don't talk to me about treason. Again, if they're saying it, they're doing it. But this guy also wanted to shoot protesters in the legs. Hey, can't we just shoot them in the legs? We're all Black Lives Matter protesters. They're scary. We don't want to kill them. Let's just shoot them in the legs. I mean, that's what we're dealing with. So there's no question Joe Biden is way more capable than that maniac. But here's where we're at. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. James Santel, former U.S. attorney, he's coming up in the Happier Happy Hour. Stick around. We'll get more of your calls as well.